This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Seventh-generation Michigan family farmer Claire Smith is diversifying her operation from the normal corn, beans, and wheat rotation to also include ancient grains like teff and buckwheat.
Why we are shifting to these food-grade grains is not only is the ancient grain market increasing, it's slated to hit $6.3 billion by 2026, but what is really interesting is that it's more of a steady income, and it may not be the biggest part of our revenue stream, but it's going to be more steady. So the facility that we're building, the grains that we're growing, this really provides reliable, consistent, again, steady income for us that isn't as subject to crazy outside forces. So we're more able to control it because these are grains and seeds that aren't, you know, widespread all over the market. It's more a smaller niche market. So we're able to control the prices, and especially even more so when we own the processing and the cleaning behind the scenes. So we represent the farmers and the processors. So we just have a lot more of the supply chain, which, you know, more control means better margins.
Smith has also created her own line of teff-based granola products called Teffola. And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.